Well, thanks, guys, for joining us this morning on Galesburg Live.
Absolutely. Yep. Our pleasure. Glad to be here.
I'm excited to have you. Hy-Vee means so many things to our community. So I know there's a lot of people out there really interested to find out a little more of the nuts and bolts about what makes Hy-Vee work and some of the things that maybe they don't even know about that that you guys do. Let's start first with kind of just introducing you guys to the community. You're both fairly new to the Galesburg area and certainly to the positions. Why don't we talk, Jeremy? You've been here longer than Brett, right?
Okay. Correct. Yeah. Okay. So I got here about a year ago. Come from Waterloo, Iowa. Moved out here, be a little bit closer to my wife's family out in Ohio. So we're a little 3 hours closer.
Okay.
You know, my wife got to keep her job at the VA and just took over the store about a year ago and really getting to know the Galesburg, you know, community and family.
Yeah.
So.
Galesburg been treating you well?
It's been awesome so far. You know, it's been a really great. The community has been awesome. The employees at the store have just really taken me under their wing, and we love being here so far.
Excellent. How many employees do you have there at the Hy-Vee at the Henderson Street location, Jeremy?
We have close to 300 employees. We have 89 full-time employees.
Wow. So. Yeah. See, that's, again, one of those things that people just don't realize the impact you guys have on our community. 300 employees.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely. We employ a lot, and we have many different department heads and management levels at the store.
Wow. Brett, and you're originally from Iowa as well, right?
Yeah, I grew up about 30 miles south of Iowa City.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. A little town, Knoxville? Is that correct?
Knoxville was my first store director position. So I've been here since January 2nd, been a store director for almost 2 years now. So obviously this is my second store. I grew up in Washington, Iowa. So just again, great opportunity to come over here. First 6 weeks have been absolutely amazing.
Oh, that's great. Hard to believe you've only been here 6 weeks, huh?
It's flying. I can tell you that.
Well, you were filling some pretty big shoes. Dave Rasmussen had been there a long, long time at the East Main store.
Since the store opened, 19 and a half years. And that is,
amazing.
It's humbling to follow somebody that's been at a store for 19 and a half years. So yeah. Been absolutely my pleasure.
Yeah. Wow. How do you do that? I mean, were you apprehensive, nervous? I mean, certainly up for the challenge, but.
Well, the neat thing is Dave was friends with the guy that hired me into Hy-Vee to begin with, who had spent close to 18 years at Washington.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not a lot of Hy-Vees where you get somebody with that much tenure as a store director in one store. So while I wasn't tight with Dave, you know, I knew him. It came down here when the opening came up and talked to him about it. And once I found out I was coming here, had made a couple trips down, visited with him, got out around the town. And, you know, you come in and you don't rock the boat. You want to do your own thing.
Yeah.
And we all put our own personal touch on things. But, yeah, it really is humbling to follow somebody as respected as what Dave was with such a long time in a community.
Absolutely. And as I talked to Jeremy about, how many employees does the East Main Street store employ?
We're about 235 with 74 of them being full-time.
Wow, 74 full and 80. That's incredible. The impact that you guys have. Part-timers. My daughter was a part-timer at the Henderson Street store back when she was in high school. How many part-timers do you have? The high school students. I mean, do you
have, I mean, I would wager, so if I have 165 part-time employee owners, I would say at least probably 75 or 80 of them are of school age. So
wow. Mm-hmm. Is that about the same, Jeremy?
That's about the same, yeah.
Yeah. I love the way you call them part-time owners.
Everybody at Hy-Vee's, everybody at Hy-Vee's an employee owner. I mean, that's the one thing you can say about our two Galesburg stores. I mean, that's over 500 employee owners. Our part-timers get a bonus and a share of our success. Our full-timers do. You know, that's what Hy-Vee was founded on 80 plus years ago, and it continues on today.
Wow. Part-time owners. And that's, I'm sure that's something. Is that pretty rare in your industry?
You know, employee ownership is rare in our industry. You know, we're actually the one of the largest private employers in the United States. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing. It's a great company to work for. And, you know, and that's 21 years ago. That's why I chose to continue to work for Hy-Vee. And it's just been amazing. You know, and our president and CEO of our company started off as a can stacker, just like I am.
One of the big things, Hy-Vee's meat department, and Brett, that's kind of your specialty.
We are second to none, and I'm all-encompassing in the fact that I farmed for 12 years out of high school, raised hogs. So, and then when I came back to Hy-Vee at an older age compared to most, I went into the meat department. And so within a year, I was managing that. And I really think it's the unsung hero. Nobody knows how good our meat is or what goes into how we purchase our meat. Like, our beef is all upper Midwest, grain-fed, choice comes out of our service case. And what people don't understand is our choice beef is the top 5% of choice. So it is directly under prime.
Wow.
And it is, it's simple. The quality, the flavor, you know, the tenderness is really second to none. It is the best beef you can buy. You know, we have our prime offerings as well, if that's your thing. But it's, we don't just randomly, you know, get meat from here, meat from there. We want the same quality of ribeye you're going to get on East Main. You're going to get that at Henderson Street. You're going to get that in Omaha, Nebraska. It's a very, very select group. And it's been a challenge here as Hy-Vee's growing, our expansion into Minneapolis and everywhere else. It's a challenge to be able to source enough meat with our high quality standards.
I see.
But it's something that we've just always progressed with. We're never going to take a lesser quality in, you know, to handle our growth. We just keep finding more and more people that can produce the quality we want, and we stick with those. Just extremely strict standards. And then you get into our pork, and our pork is truly second to none. It's all Hormel, always tender. It is literally, I don't think you can overcook our pork. It is just that good. It's the best of the best.
Yeah, absolutely. Consistency is such a huge thing when it comes, for me, as far as the meat goes when we're buying it. I want to know that. I know that when I go to Hy-Vee, what to expect. I really do, guys. Mm-hmm. When I walk up to that counter, and I like to go to the, I like to get from the counter. I like to get that. I'm not so much into the prepackaged. I go right to the counter. It's wonderful. Just had for Valentine's Day, got 4 8-ounce ribeyes, and it was incredible. So wonderful job. How about seafood?
Oh, our seafood. So we are the only grocer that has a USDC lot inspector on our staff. So Hy-Vee has a subsidiary, Perishable Distributors of Iowa, that's based out of Ankeny. So, I mean, literally we can get fish from the oceans flown into Des Moines less than 12 hours old. The cool thing is nothing will go out to a store unless, I can't think of his name. It's John, because I've met the guy.
Yeah.
Literally every seafood that is sold out of the 240-plus Hy-Vee stores has went through his eyes, got his stamp of approval. We probably reject more seafood that comes in on random trucks than a lot of companies sell. Wow. It's just one more thing that makes the difference is we're that committed to the quality. Nothing's going to go out to a store unless our expert has said, hey, this is top-notch, and it's ready to go.
Outstanding. Jeremy, how about special cuts, special orders? You can do all that?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, and to touch base on some of the seafood stuff,
yeah,
we're also responsibly choiced, so which means that we never overfish an area to make sure that, you know, we keep up with the green part of our standards and everything.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So getting into the special orders, I can come up and say, see what you've got here, but I really need something else. I need a little thicker cut. I need this and that. I mean, is that?
Absolutely. In our customer service, we have some of the best experts back in our seafood counters, yeah. And they'll cut anything. And, you know, they cut it in a way that it makes sense for the grill, makes sense for the oven, you know, the right size portions. And then they're going to also tell you what seasonings, breadings, you know, marinades, whatever you need. You know, you just ask them, and they're more than willing to help with any of those things.
I'm glad you brought that up, Jeremy, because customer service, it doesn't matter what counter I go to, Henderson Street, East Main, those people behind the counter, all of your employees, but boy, back there, they couldn't be more helpful. They really are. Hey, what can I do to help you? Just hold on a second. I'm going to take care of her. I'm going to be right back here. Brett, that's something you guys really talk about a lot, I'm sure.
It's the difference that we can make. You wouldn't believe how many husbands are sent in with a list and it says, get a beef roast. And then you're like, okay, are you wanting to carve this? Is this a crock pot type one? Well, we usually use a crock pot. Okay, then you steer them towards a chuck roast, you know. You got to ask that question. I never, and I still wait on the meat counter a lot. And it's never, what can I get for you today? Or what can I get you? That's a pet peeve of mine. It's what sounds good today. Start the conversation off. See what somebody wants. You know, you're getting your 4 8-ounce ribeyes last night. I just sold you some shrimp skewers and a couple twice-baked potatoes. You know, it's all about that relationship of talking with people and building relationships. And then, you know, it gets in your head, hey, Brett's the only guy I'm going to go to back there at that meat counter because he takes care of me. You know, between Eddie at my store and Jeremy's market manager, another Jeremy, you know, you're looking at over 50 years of meat experience. And that is truly irreplaceable.
It's a pleasure to have you both here on Galesburg Live this morning. Lots of interesting talk about Hy-Vee. So I love this. And I know there's a lot of people out there who appreciate all the meat department. But also, we're going to turn now to Jeremy, who we're going to talk more about the produce side and your homegrown.
Absolutely. So we've got some of the great produce items out in our departments, you know, but the thing that people don't realize is that we do a lot of homegrown stuff. So we may go to that local farmer, and rather than him trying to sell everything through a farmer's market, we might buy the whole entire crop, you know, and that's the buying power of Hy-Vee and our commitment to buying locally. We want the freshest possible produce that we can possibly give you. And you know, a lot of times we're going to have in our stores homegrown signage where how many miles was it grown from the store? You know, and that's what consumers want nowadays. You know, local, fresh, grown produce. And, you know, we have a lot of great experts out in our produce departments that can really help, you know, steer you in the right direction to the right items out there.
Well, I see, sometimes I'll see pictures of these growers you featured. I know it's part of your marketing campaign, I'm sure, but to see these real people, these are the people that grew these homegrown items, right? I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Absolutely. We want you to know who grew your corn
that
you're going to eat this summer.
And organic, too. You have a lot of, is that what you were talking about with the homegrown? Is that more of the organic, or is that a totally different, help me out here. I'm not speaking the language very well.
No, not necessarily. Homegrown's just anything that's been grown locally, sure, within a so many mile radius from the store. You know, organics are not made with any pesticides, mm-hmm, any herbicides, any of that stuff. And we do carry a wide variety of those different organics.
Big department there, absolutely. Is that demand growing more and more each year?
Absolutely. You know, with people having more food allergies and people's diets and nutritions changing rapidly, you know, Hy-Vee's grown to add more and more organic produce to their departments.
Yeah. If someone is listening and they are a local grower, Do they have an opportunity to have their items featured in Hy-Vee?
Absolutely. You know, they can come see Brett or myself at the stores. There's an application process, sure, that we fill out, but absolutely, we'd be love to carry some of the local produce here in our stores.
Absolutely. We're going to move to the bakery side. Always smells great there. So both stores, just pretty amazing cakes and all that stuff. How many people do you have working back there in your bakery?
Boy, I have 17 or 18.
Wow.
in our bakery.
Oh my gosh. How much are you baking? How many things are you baking every day?
Oh, everything is fresh baked every day. So we're baking tons of items. And the cool, exciting thing is our new fresh fried donut program.
What's that? What's the...
So, you know, years ago we had fried donuts fresh at our stores. We kind of got away from that. Now we're back. We're fresh frying our donuts right at the store. So we make the dough, we cut the dough, we fry it, we frost it ourselves, and it's all fresh right there for you.
Wow. And, of course, the cake department, I mean, my gosh, you've saved me many times, Brett.
You know, every Hy-Vee has the most talented group of experts in the cake designer side of it. It is just, I stand back there and it totally amazes me because, mm-hmm, like, I could take anybody and teach them how to cut meat, you can't take anybody and teach them how to make a cake look like that. It is just absolutely amazing to me. I have seen them do so many unique orders. You come in and this is what you picture, and you're explaining it to them, and the next thing you know, they have taken it and they've knocked it out of the park. It's just, I have nothing but respect and admiration for our cake designers. The job they do is just amazing.
Absolutely. We're talking with Brett Shellman, store director of the East Main Street Hy-Vee here in Galesburg, and Jeremy Hayes, store director of the Henderson Street location. And thank you for joining us today on Galesburg Live. We're trying to go through all the departments. I wish we had, you know, 2 or 3 hours to, because I'm sure that's what it would take to really get through everything that you guys do in this community. But I wanted to touch upon your food court because my gosh, you mentioned second to none meat. I would say your food court second to none. Hy-Vee just does an incredible job.
Yeah, I couldn't be prouder of the job you see in the Hy-Vee with our new Hickory House offerings, our Asian departments. Jeremy rolls sushi over at his store. We bring it into our store. So again, you have sustainable, responsible choice sushi. It's just the things we can do. And the thing is, if it's something that we don't do every day and you want a taco bar for a catering or you want whatever, I mean, we have the folks and the ability that we can take that and knock it out of the park.
Absolutely. Catering is something I wanted to get into too. That's a big part of your business.
Oh, right? Absolutely. Yeah. It's a huge part of our business. And you know, in the misconception that a lot of people have is when they come up to our hot cases, they're seeing fried chicken, meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and they think that's kind of what you do for a catering. But like Brett touched on, you know, we do the taco bar, we do baked potato bars, we do pasta bars, we do, you know, there's a wide variety, salad bars.
Wow.
And you know, no catering is too small or too large. So if you wanted a catering for your office for 10 to 15 people, that's no problem. If you got one for 500, we can do it.
Oh, my gosh. What's the most unique event that you've been a part of as far as catering that you guys have signed on for? Any?
I used to do one in my time in Mount Pleasant where the electric company there was a rural cooperative.
Oh, sure.
And we would feed 7,000 people in a matter of an hour and a half.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was an extreme thing. It was all day cooking, and that was ribeye sandwiches, burgers, brats, and chicken sandwiches. And we would set up 11 lines, but it was 7,000 people. They did it at the fairgrounds. And just, I mean, it was one of those things. You knew it was going to be a 20-hour day, but it was your favorite day of the year.
Incredible. It takes a small army to feed a small army there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. You just started something in your food court pretty recently, your Sunday breakfast buffet.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great breakfast buffet, you know, a great value. Bring out the family. You know, we have very large kitchen dining rooms where and we have anything from gourmet cinnamon rolls. We have, you know, eggs. We have omelets made to order and much, much more.
Yeah, absolutely. Been pretty popular so far.
Started off really well at both locations. So.
Yeah, excellent. Was it something that people were like, you know, I'd love to come here for breakfast? Or is this something that started company-wide?
It's not really company-wide.
Oh,
but
so it really, you can do those individual things depending on your community.
That's needs. The awesome part about Hy-Vee is our autonomy. Jeremy makes the choices for his store. I make the choices for our store. You know, that's the cool part. Nobody sends us an email from Arkansas and says, hey, boys, this is what you're going to be priced today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We pick up the phone. We talk to one another, and we write our ads here. We set our prices here. We determine how much we're going to give back to the community here. Nothing is mandated to us. All of our stores are ran autonomously.
Wow.
We're basically CEOs of our own stores.
Absolutely. You really can change and add based on the needs of the community.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can change things on a dime. I mean, we can make those choices and take care of the customers and needs and as we see fit.
That's right. We're talking with Brett Shellman, store director of the East Main Street Hy-Vee, Jeremy Hayes, of store director of the Henderson Street location. Pharmacy is an enormous part of your business. My grandmother, I'm there a lot. My grandmother has lots of medication. I'm at, and your people there, here's what I appreciate about your pharmacy. They ask me how Gertie's doing. Mm-hmm. I come up there and say, hey, how is Gertie? We just love her. Boy, tell her we're thinking about her. That's incredible. To have, you know, you really do have that small town pharmacy attitude in this big big company. So pharmacy, big thing.
That's the awesome part again. And that goes back to our autonomy and Jeremy and I's view of customer service and community service. No, nobody's a number in our store. I mean, I appreciate every single customer we have. And that's the cool things that makes me proud to work for Hy-Vee is that we have an impact on your grandmother's life just by simply calling her by name. You know, that's just it's an awesome feeling to have this job.
Yeah. Pharmacy I worked at, we had a cancer patient who went into remission, and she came into the pharmacy, and we took her flowers over there. We celebrated with her. You know, it was a milestone. She wasn't picking up any more meds. So, you know, as much as we appreciate the business, we also appreciate when people get better. So it's not all about the money aspect of things. It's about the health and wellness of our customers.
Absolutely. And again, that customer service extends to all places throughout the store, because I bring up my grandmother again, just because I see this on a firsthand basis. She likes to go to one particular checkout clerk, and that person every time, "Gertie, so good to see you. It's been a while since you've been in. How are you feeling?" She's just checking out her groceries, but she's connecting with my grandmother in a way that I don't care if any other grocery store is 50% cheaper. She'll never go anywhere else because of that connection that you guys have.
Absolutely. And that comes back to our employee ownership and that personal touch, because they are employee owners. They take stake in the company, and they have a sense of ownership in that and really want to get to know everyone.
Fuel Saver Plus Perks Program. Tell us a little bit about what this is.
So Fuel Saver Plus Perks is linked to, it rolled out as the Fuel Saver when everybody had the red card. And as you bought certain items, you accrued cents off of gas. It's since been expanded to the plus perks of it, end of it. The plus perks is you might come through and swipe your card, and it's going to flag our checker and say, "Hey, he gets a $25 gift card," or you could be entered in for something else. So the cool part about that is you're getting red hot deals on town, and then you're on groceries, and then you're saving money on gas. At any Hy-Vee store, at any Casey's, and in certain shells. You know, my dad is 74 years old, has internet, but doesn't use it. It's just for the grandkids. And I'll bet you he's not paid over 20 cents a gallon for gas in the last 2 years. I mean, it's crazy.
Is that pretty typical? I mean, that's pretty amazing.
You know, I've seen receipts as low as they're paying 20 cents, you know, because it's up to 20 gallons that you can get back. And you know, we can't give away gas for absolutely free, but they can pay up to a penny a gallon. So 20 cents on a gallon.
Okay,
a tank.
I was just about to ask that. If my Fuel Saver discount is more than the price of fuel, do I get it for free? But
by law, you have to pay a penny a gallon. But the cool part is, so today gas is $2.39. If you have $2.99 on your card, you're going to get your gas, and you're going to roll over that 81 cents or 61 cents.
Yeah. What if I don't have, I'm not a current Fuel Saver member. How do I sign up?
Very easy to sign up. If you just go to our customer service counters, we'll get you the black card, and it's the Fuel Saver Plus Perks. We can get you signed up right at the store, or you can take it home, sign up online. Or if you don't have online, there's a 1-800 number on back. Very simple. Our customer care line can get you signed up.
So I don't have to have internet to sign up for this?
Absolutely not. Nope, not required at all.
I carry my little key fob on mine, and that's they always scan that. And then I'll go to the gas station, and of course you can't use the key fob there. You have to go inside, but you can use the card right there at the pump, right?
Absolutely. Swipe it at the pump when it prompts you, and it's kind of cool. I love it when it changes the price on the pump. You know, you're looking at $2.39, you swipe your card, and all of a sudden it's saying a dime. You know, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. How do I find out my available Fuel Saver discounts? How do I find out my...
Well, there's a couple ways. You can go online if you have internet access, and there's a place on Hy-Vee.com where you can type in your Fuel Saver card number. It'll give you your amount. Okay. Or you can go to our customer service counters, and we can help look that up for you. Or you can just call the 1-800 number on back.
How many times can I redeem my fuel discounts? Do they expire at all?
After 30 days, they will expire off. And not all at once. It's as you accrue it on there. The other cool part is always going to show your balance at the bottom of your receipt. And if you have our Hy-Vee app, it shows your balance right on there, plus some amazing deals. That's a good way to get to our digital coupons. Oh, yeah. And there's a red hot deal every week where a couple weeks ago it was free cream cheese. You just simply show the picture to the cashier on the app. They scan it, and you're good to go.
Wow. Digital coupons. That's more and more people are using those.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And we've kind of gone a different direction, too. We're direct mailing some ads now.
Yeah.
And these are extremely hot deals where you swipe your Fuel Saver Plus Perks card, and the perk side takes you on an item that may be $1.99 down to 50 cents.
Wow.
On that item, and just an unbelievable savings on that.
We're talking with Jeremy Hayes, store director of the Henderson Street Hy-Vee location. Brett Shellman, store director of East Main Hy-Vee in Galesburg. Aisles Online, that's a newer project out now. I see your Hy-Vee store person with a cart full of stuff going around the store, and I go, I bet that's it.
It is absolutely
they're shopping for me.
Absolutely growing like crazy, and especially some of this weather we've had.
Yeah.
And our older folks or a busy young mom, you know, that doesn't want to get two kids bundled up to come out. You sit at home. You can order them straight up online. You get your fuel saver on there. You can use digital coupons. It's just, again, another service that we can do to make everybody's lives easier, healthier, and happier.
So you're literally shopping for all your groceries, everything you need at Hy-Vee on your computer screen.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. And, you know, we've had orders anywhere from as small as $50 to as large as $500 orders.
Yeah.
We're doing anywhere from 20, 25 orders a day now. I mean, it's growing very rapidly.
Do you have a minimum that you have to purchase?
There's no minimum to purchase, but for free delivery, it's over $100.
Okay. So what's the delivery charge under that?
$4.95 under $100.
Right.
So
right.
Still pretty reasonable if for somebody to personally shop all your order.
Now, when you say delivery, you're bringing it to my house?
Actually, the Henderson Street Hy-Vee does delivery. The East Main, we just strictly stick with pickup over there. But, you know, either location can help us with that.
Yeah. Well, the first time I noticed this new program is when I pulled into the parking lot and it said reserved for Aisles Online, for online delivery or online pickup or something like that. So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy. I have some buddies in some of the Minneapolis stores. And they are hitting close to 2,000 orders a week, you know, and we're swamped down here with Jeremy doing 25 and me doing 20 a day.
Wow.
I mean, it is growing. I mean, it's a service.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to quickly run out of time here. I want to get to a couple more things here. Your garden center is going to be opening up here pretty soon. What time? When do you expect it to be open?
We usually shoot for about mid-April.
Oh, okay.
To be open. Yeah.
Sure.
Brett has a little bit larger garden center over on that side of town, and we have a little bit smaller one because of we've got a little bit more competition with Lowe's and Menards and everyone else around us. But, you know, we still offer just about the same things, and if there's something that you see in an ad for garden center, we can certainly get it for you.
Really? Mm-hmm. Like just any kind of a, you know, box plants, I mean, a rack of plants, anything like that? I mean,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll go out if it's something Jeremy doesn't carry and I might, I'll get it up to his store. We'll get you taken care of.
Oh, wonderful.
Or again, if there's anything you see, we'll be out with an amazing lawn and garden magazine that's going to have all kinds of swings, grills, everything. We can have it to you in an absolute snap.
Oh, excellent. We're talking with Brett Shellman, store director of the East Main Street Hy-Vee here in Galesburg, and Jeremy Hayes, Henderson Street store director. And in our last couple minutes here, we want to talk about, you know, we talked about Dave Rasmussen from the East Main Street Hy-Vee. He was involved in so many charitable organizations, and Hy-Vee, again, represents such a big impact in our community from the community outreach side. And Brett, you had brought up, Jeremy and you guys had brought up the fact that Hy-Vee gives so much to this community. It does.
Absolutely. I mean, I still get calls. I'm finding out every week something else that Dave was involved in and contributing to. And, you know, it's not just the Galesburg community. I know Jeremy was the same way in Waterloo.
Yeah.
I was the same way in Knoxville. I mean, it's our job as Hy-Vee store directors and leaders in the community to be that business that folks can lean on when they have something going. And it might not always be with a discount or a free product. It might be us spearheading a canned good drive for the food bank, or it might be us jumping behind a group of kids that has a great cause and giving them some help with our expertise on, hey, here's how we can go out and make you some money and help you out. So it's not just about donations, which we happily do. Sometimes it's about guidance and using our power to go out and source some things to make their dollars stretch farther.
Over the last many years, we've appreciated Hy-Vee's partnership with us in our community food drive that the radio station does twice a year, November and December, where we park the big brown UPS truck outside your store. It's a little inconvenient, but we appreciate you continuing to allow us to do that, because all that food gets donated to the Fish Food Pantry. I know you guys, both your stores, donate an enormous amount to the local food pantries and rescue missions and all that. Jeremy, you had brought up the one-step brand private label?
Yeah, our Hy-Vee One-Step program. So these are different items throughout our stores that help give back to the communities. So like the 5-pound bag of One-Step Hy-Vee russet potatoes, we're planting gardens. You buy that One-Step big tall bottle of water, we're going to dig wells for needy communities. You buy the One-Step paper towels, we're planting trees. So it's our way to have different products in our stores, and we give a portion of those proceeds back to the communities.
I didn't realize that. I like the big bottle of water simply because I think it's fun. I can carry it around with me everywhere. I didn't realize
you're helping dig a well. Well,
yeah.
Real cool thing coming up is you're going to see over the course of the next couple months, all of our cereal will be converting over to have that One-Step designation, and literally every box of Hy-Vee cereal sold will equal a meal to someone in need somewhere. So, and think about that. I don't know how many boxes of cereal between the two of our stores, Hy-Vee cereal we sell in a year. I would wager it's 7,000 to 8,000 boxes.
At least.
Easily.
At least.
And take that over 240 stores. It is going to be a massive, massive impact with that program. I'm looking forward to that.
Wow. It's been a great hour talking with you guys. I really appreciate a lot of great information and insight, kind of behind the scenes on what goes on with Hy-Vee and just what you mean to this community. So Brett Shellman, store director of East Main Street Hy-Vee, Jeremy Hayes, store director of the Henderson Street Hy-Vee. Thank you both so much for everything you and your employees and your staff, your employee owners do for this community. And thanks for being here today on Galesburg Live.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. It's been our pleasure.
Yes.